Oh, yes, Flossie, it's true, all right. Mrs. Mason is going to sue Uncle Thomas for breach of promise, but he didn't promise her anything. What? But she broke the engagement, Flossie, not Uncle Thomas. Well, she won't get any money from Uncle Thomas because he hasn't got any, and because Cecil and I'll tell the judge a thing or two, we will. Oh, wait, Flossie, that must be Cecil at the door.
Come on in, Cecil. I'm telephoning.
Hello, Flossie. What? Oh, did I yell in your ear? I guess I forgot to put my hand over the receiver. Well, I'm sorry. You can yell in my ear sometime. Well, Flossie, I'll say goodbye now, so, goodbye. Cecil, who's that?
Sus, we came on in. This is it. Aunt Bessie asked me to bring it over with me.
Well, you don't mean it isn't Otis, is it? I thought he wasn't coming till next week.
So did I. Otis, this is Sally Smith.
Hi.
Hello, Otis. I've heard a lot about you. I'm very glad to meet you. When did he get in, Cecil?
Oh, this afternoon. Sit down, pest.
All right, tramp.
I told you once about calling me that, didn't I? Don't call me tramp.
Well, don't call me pest.
Well, I see that you got acquainted all right. Well, what do you think of having Cecil for a new brother, Otis?
I see yours.
Ha! Cute, isn't he? Huh.
Cecil told me all about you a long time ago. Here, sit down on the davenport. Well, what do you think of your father marrying Cecil's aunt?
Don't ask him what he thinks. Can't you tell by looking at him that he was born without a brain?
Is that so, tramp?
All right, now, Otis. You gotta stop calling me that. I'll tell Aunt Bess and she'll make your father give you a licking.
Oh, Cecil, you shouldn't scold your new little brother.
No kin to me. Besides, I'm peeved at him already.
And he just got in this afternoon?
Yeah, and before he'd been at the house 10 minutes, he tied a can on Nero's tail.
Oh, Otis, you didn't do that, did you? Did you hurt Cecil's poor little doggie? Don't you know little doggies don't like to have their little tailies fall?
What's wrong with you?
What do you mean, Otis? There's nothing wrong with me.
Do you talk like that all the time?
I knew he'd turn out to be a fresh kid. Well, I'll take it out of him before he's lived at our house for a month.
Oh, I think he's darling, Cecil. We're going to be friends, aren't we, Otis? Sally and Otis are going to be just the bestest friends.
Mush.
He sounds like you, Cecil.
Not me. I wouldn't be anything like that little pest.
Okay, tramp.
All right now, Otis. You're going to get kicked in the pants. I didn't want to bring you over here anyhow. And don't get the idea that you're going to hang around me all the time.
Now, Cecil, you shouldn't treat him that way. Remember, he's just a little boy, and your aunt wouldn't like it if you're going to fight so soon.
Tying a can on Nero's tail. I never did that in my whole life. And you better not do it again, Otis Shepherd, or you'll get this. This.
Oh, you couldn't hurt a flea.
Otis, nice little boys don't hurt dogs. Aren't you sorry now that you did that?
It didn't hurt him.
Now that your father's going to marry Cecil's aunt and you're all going to live in the same house, you and Cecil should love each other.
Ha ha.
The same to you.
If Aunt Bess thinks I'm going to put up with that, she's wrong. As for Doc, he's okay. I like him. But I don't like this, even if it does belong to him.
I don't like you either.
You're not breaking my heart. I wouldn't have brought him over tonight, Sally, but Doc and Aunt Bess had to be out a little while. I said I'd take care of him. Not because of him, but because Doc's been swell to me.
Cecil, you bring Otis over every night if you want to. The three of us will have more fun.
I will not. He's not going every place with me. I'm not going to have him tagging along.
But he's your little brother now, so it's your duty to help him. Maybe he's been going with bad boys.
He can jump in the lake. Believe me, he doesn't talk to his father like that.
And on the first day, too. Otis, you like me, don't you?
Nah.
Oh, Otis.
See? Impolite and everything. Before he got here, I thought he was going to be all right. Doc said he was quiet and timid. I even thought he was going to be a sissy and that I'd have to take it out of him. Yeah, but look what it turns out to be. This.
Now, Cecil, don't. He'll tell his father that you've hurt him.
Nothing could hurt him but a swift kick.
You wouldn't hit a little boy, would you?
Why not? Look. See that? You know what that is?
Well, that's your head.
I mean on my head. Feel that bump?
Oh, Cecil, did you bump into a door?
I did not. He did it. I tried to give him a licking for hurting Nero, and he tripped me, and I fell on my head. Then he ran to his father.
I was only playing.
Yeah, well, you can play that way with someone else, you pest.
Okay, Tramp.
All right, now. I warned you once.
Cecil, don't. Just leave him alone. I know what's wrong. He's timid. He really likes you, and he wants you to like him, but he's afraid of you, too.
He's not afraid of anything.
I know how to make him like me. All animals and wild things love me.
Well, he's a little animal. He might.
My grandfather Smith is that way, too. He can go out in the webs, and nothing will run away from him, and all the beasts are his friends, and he can give a wild rabbit call, and even the little rabbits come and eat out of his hands. The Indians used to call him Smith of the Woods.
That's his story. Well, he can take this out in the woods and lose him for all I care.
I know what's wrong, Cecil. I can tell. I got that from my grandfather Smith, too. He can tell things. It's sort of like mind reading. He knows how you feel from the way you look. The Indians used to call him One Look Smith because he sort of sensed when things were wrong. And I know what's wrong with you and Otis.
There's nothing wrong with me. It's him.
No, it's because you're just alike. Of course, you're about 10 years older than Otis, but I'll bet you used to be just like him.
Not me. I couldn't have been like him and lived.
You should be kind and sweet and gentle.
Yeah, with an axe.
Poor little Otis, with his real mother divorced from his father. He needs affection, don't you, Otis?
Nah.
Yes, you do too, poor little boy. If you get lonesome, you come over to my house with Cecil. We'll all play together.
We do. We'll play murder.
Otis, here, you sit closer to me. You care if I put my arm around you, do you?
It's your house.
I told you he was like you, Cecil. You said that once. Otis, I'm going to give you a kiss.
Give it to him. He'd like it better than me.
Well, as I was saying, will you let me be a big sister to you, Otis? Cecil's your big brother, and of course I won't really be any kin, but let me play being your big sister, will you?
Are you his girl?
You mean Cecil? Well, that is... Cecil.
I guess we better go, Sally. Come on, Otis. I'm taking you home. Aunt Bess and your dad ought to be back by now.
Oh, no, Cecil. Let him stay. Otis, would you like to play some games or something? Squat tag or hide-and-go-seek?
Let's play post office. You can kiss him.
Ha! I wonder how you would look with a lily in your hands, Otis.
Otis, it wouldn't be fair to play post office with just one girl here. Ha ha! We'll just sit here and talk. How do you like our house?
It's a pretty good joint.
Oh, Otis, you shouldn't call a girl's house a joint.
That's what I say. Don't you know any better than call a peach of a dive like this a joint?
Oh, it's all right, though, Otis. Well, what would you like to do?
Got anything to eat?
Look, Pest, you ate a big dinner before we came over here. You're not hungry.
Maybe he is, Cecil. What do you want, Otis?
Peanut butter sandwich.
Well, I don't think we have any peanut butter, Otis. We have some peanuts. Cecil, could you mash some peanuts and spread them on a piece of bread?
I could mash this Pest and spread him all over the earth.
Okay, Tramp.
That's enough now. Home for you. Come on.
Oh, no, Cecil. Now, you called him a name first. I think Otis is a nice little boy. I know he's going to like me, aren't you, Otis? We'll be friends.
You're silly.
Why, Otis?
Didn't I tell you?
Cecil, you told him I was silly?
I told you he was like that.
Well, why don't you like me, Otis?
I don't like girls.
But I'm a nice girl. Otis, what's wrong with me?
You got a funny nose and your lip.
Well, I can't help that, though, Otis. I was born like that.
It's your tough luck.
Oh, Otis. You shouldn't hurt my feelings like that.
What are you going to do, cry?
I don't say anything like that about you. Besides, you're my guest.
Look at the crybaby.
All right, now, Pest, you say you're sorry to Sally.
You kiss her and I'll say I'm sorry.
I will not.
Then I won't either.
So, you think I'm too ugly to kiss, don't you, Cecil? All right, I'm mad at both of you now.
Now see what you started. Now see what you did, you little bum.
Then you're a big bum.
You can go. You can both go. I was right. I told you were both just alike. And I try to be nice, and what do I get? My nose is funny, and Cecil refuses to kiss me because he thinks I'm funny, too. Not that I would ever in this world let you, but my feelings are hurt. Just the same.